It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Folks, I got some audio for you to hear. And some of you are going to go. And some of you guys are going to go, well, you're wasting my time. Goodbye. That's what they're going to say. I'm telling you. Here we go. Adam Schefter, who has done a 180, it seems, in the last month, where it was quarterback for the Browns at number two. And now, Owen, hit that music.
I believe he will be available at three for the Giants. And by the way, like, they don't know that right now because Cleveland holds two and Tennessee's at one. But I think when you talk to people around the league, the sense is that Cleveland would like Cam Ward. I think Cam Ward is going to be the number one pick. Unless Cleveland trades up to one, I don't think it's going to get Cam Ward. And in which case, I think Cleveland goes either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. And if they go for one of those guys, then that leaves Shedeur Sanders sitting there at number three for the New York Giants, if that's the direction they want to go.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter? No Shedeur Sanders. That's what he says. Is that the right call or the wrong call, folks? I asked you earlier this week. I'm not going to do it all like I did, like, anonymously, like we're in a bathroom at a club. I want to know, is this the right call or the wrong call right now? Your first gut instinct.
Well, I'm a tough person to ask the question because I'm not as high on Abdul Carter as everybody else, and I'm not as high on Travis Hunter as everybody else. And I have always been, from the get-go, like, pretty desperate for a quarterback. I'm willing to take Sanders at two, but I'm not as confident about Sanders either. So, you know, I'm in line with what people have been saying about the draft all along, which is not a great quarterback draft. Also, not a great blue chipper draft, historically. So, like, where would Travis Hunter go in last year's draft? Where would Abdul Carter go in last year's draft? Like, way lower, obviously. So, that is the hard part about all of this.
I'm stuck here. I'm stuck. I think people are trying to talk themselves out and into certain things. And, guys, I'm not going to sit here and say things I don't believe about Abdul Carter just to change your mind about a quarterback. I think he's a fine football player. He's not Myles Garrett. Who is Myles Garrett, for crying out loud? Who is Myles Garrett? Nobody. The Bosas are always getting hurt. They play like three games a year, Joey Bosa. Who? Micah Parsons? I don't know. Go ask DeMarcus Lawrence about him bitching on the internet. Hey, who's Myles Garrett? And I know we have our own issues with Miles, but I'm not going to sit here and compare him to him. So I look at Abdul Carter, and you know who I'm not going to compare him to as well? Courtney freaking Brown, because that's totally unfair. It's totally unfair.
Which I have seen
you got
some
Courtney Brown again. Oh, yeah, well, if Courtney Brown wasn't hurt, Courtney Brown would have been a hell of a football player. But, you know, you wish in one hand and you know what in the other. I think that Abdul Carter is a fine football player and is going to be good for whoever drafts him. Whoever drafts him. So now they have to make the decision. Can they talk themselves into being in love with Shedeur Sanders between the end of his football season and April? If they can't do it, then damn it, don't take him. Don't take it. It's their call. And I said it yesterday, which some people took it the wrong way. Guys, if they don't have a quarterback and if they don't have a young quarterback or anybody to look forward to, and they go and they get Kirk Cousins, or they go and they get Joe Flacco or Russell Wilson or Steve DeBerg or whoever the hell you want to bring in, and they win 4 games, 5 games, 6 games, they're getting canned. You guys all know it. We all know this. Stop insulting your own intelligence. This is how the league works.
So are we?
And hell, and not even that. If Shedeur Sanders goes somewhere else, if he goes to the Giants and he actually starts lighting it up, and we're over here on our leather ass trying to grind out a season with Kirk Cousins, and they're not doing very well, they'll go middle of the season. Don't insult your intelligence. You know how this goes. But I will tell you this. The day after the draft, I'll say for the second day in a row, friends. The day after the draft, if they take Abdul Carter and they don't take Shedeur Sanders, I'll say you are making a tremendous, you're taking a tremendous, tremendous risk. But in your eyes, I will never, ever, ever be able to accuse you of doing what's right for yourself, which a lot of general managers do. I can fully say that you have done right what you think by the franchise. Now, you can take Shedeur Sanders. I can't accuse you of the opposite because I think Shedeur Sanders is pretty good. But we might find out during the year that if Shedeur Sanders is sucking up the room, then you just did what you thought was going to be a Hail Mary for yourself, and now you've put us way behind.
Are we right back to where we were probably 2 months before people really started sinking their teeth into the draft, where 2 months ago it was Browns are going to trade down. They're trading down. They don't want the quarterback at two because they don't have him graded. They have a second-round grade on Shedeur. They're trading down to get – there's going to be another desperate team that's going to move up and take Sanders. That's why Sanders all along didn't seem to really care about his interviews. Remember, people were saying it was a borderline disrespectful. He wasn't really gearing up like it was an actual job interview. Is it because he knows there is a team that will take him and he doesn't have to worry about anything, and it's not going to be the Browns? They're trading down, they're collecting assets, and they're still going to get a fine player. They're just going to get them, you know, further down in the draft.
Yeah. I mean, you could always just – no one's stopping you from putting your pick up for sale. And if you – I mean, if you really think Abdul Carter is going to be that good and you can't risk it, like if you have to move down to where Vegas is – but somebody can move in front of you. You don't want to do that. But hell, if the Giants really like the guy, okay, let's talk turkey here. What can we get out of you? Ain't going to be too terribly much, but let's see what we can get out of you here because we need picks. Because I'll take, if you want to take Abdul Carter at 3, fine. 4, fine. Whatever. I would like to trade down and not just take Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter at number 2. Travis Hunter is the only one I'd be really nervous about because he'd be fun to talk about. And they could, did Jason join us Monday or Tuesday? The days all blurred together this week. They could definitely take Travis Hunter and play Don't Stop Believin' at the stadium if they really wanted to. That's another thought. He is a star. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. But I'd be very nervous. And it's not about him as much as it is the staff, as it is the organization. A guy like that, who's good at everything, not the greatest at everything or one thing, but good at everything, he can get lost real quick on a team like that. Get lost real quick. And that'd be a damn shame. So it's like Abdul Carter at the baseline, go after the quarterback. You go that way. Travis Hunter, he could end up in Cuyahoga Valley National Park very quick just looking for a way. That stadium would look like the Blair Witch Project. If we don't have the right coaching staff for him.
Isn't that Marvin Harrison Jr. last year?
So,
what is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. they're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How many ways? Jerome in North Ridgeville. Hello, Jerome.
Am I the only one that's like kind of nervous about how quiet the Browns have been when it comes to the quarterback situation? And then Deshaun Watson puts that rehab video out. You know what I mean? Like, so are they rocking with him?
Now
you know
we're
what
getting
I mean?
Spicy.
You, like, I don't. I mean, am I the only one that's thinking that right now?
Well, how often do you listen to the show? We talked about this a little bit a couple days ago. Was it yesterday that we talked about? No, 2 days ago we talked about.
I listen to you guys every morning on the way to work.
Okay, so it was just at a different time because it wasn't at 7. I get that. All right, Jerome, thank you very much for the call. Let me explain it. Turn up your radio again. 216-474-0092. Right or wrong call? Right call or a mistake to not take Shedeur Sanders or to take Abdul Carter? The Deshaun Watson video, this is my theory. He's got to do what he can to keep up appearances for his contract. So you're going to go in there, and you're not just going to go in there. You're going to wear all Brown stuff, and you're going to work out because he's entitled to work out in the building. He's not broken an NFL rule.
They can't keep him from being in there.
He's not broken an NFL rule. He's an employee.
It's very important to have that brown stripe in the background as well and not just be at some random gym in Miami.
Yeah. But I really do firmly believe he don't want to play here. He don't want to face our fans. He doesn't like our fans.
Think about it. Everything's gone south here. This is the worst he's ever played as a quarterback in his life.
And they made the biggest damn deal about it, and I'll say it till my dying day, that it wasn't an entire stadium. It wasn't that many people. But it was loud enough for players to notice, and I'm sure he don't like you just as much as you don't like him now. Because I'd be pretty upset if I were him too, and all my other buddies were saying how bad everything was. But I just, with everything going on, everything that they're trying to do, if you want to play him, better play him in a road game. Better play him in a road game. He comes trotting out there at home. Boy. It'll certainly be interesting. I don't think that they plan on playing him. I don't think that he wants to play here. But I also, you know, people say he plans on playing football again. My whole question is, who's going to sign him? Are you going to give him a chance? Would somebody give him a chance? Because anytime you bring him in, you're going to have to answer questions. I mean, it doesn't matter what. Now, that's in his past, but you're still going to have to answer questions. Do you plan on starting him? Because you don't want to have to answer any questions, good or bad, about backups. That's why Tim Tebow.
We saw him, he was a broken quarterback, and that was before the nasty injury.
Yeah.
But, the non-contact injury.
But let me make the comparison. Like, everybody, oh, we love Tim Tebow, this, that, and the other. That's why Tim Tebow had a trouble being a backup at any level, because you're not going to want to bring in a backup and then have to sit there and answer questions about a guy you really don't want to start. So unless you bring him in and intend to start him or really compete for the job if you're another team, I don't know if he's playing anywhere else after this. I think he definitely wants to, certainly. But I don't think he wants to play for us, and I really don't think, it's my opinion, I don't think they want to put him out there. No. 216-474-0092. That'll certainly set the flame off, won't it? If they took Abdul Carter, I think we'd have a lot of people celebrating. I think we'd have some people calling in and saying they're all fired and they're all idiots. But I would have to defend him in that moment. I cannot say and I won't say because I do like Shedeur Sanders. There's players I like. There's nobody I'm in love with, well, which is scary.
I know. Listen, the Browns have had some famous trade downs that have ended up becoming total disasters. In this case, though, when you're being told, and don't think about what we're being told today. Think about what we were told when the stakes were different and everybody was just weighing in on the stock of this class in general. People were telling you this was down. It was down at the top. It was down with quarterbacks. The blue chippers, it was down on. Down, 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 down. If the Browns trade down this time, does it at least look like they're more definitive? It's more conclusive that they think it's an all-time reach to go after Sanders at number two.
It would have to
would
be.
That make some people feel better that at least there seems like there's conviction there?
It would have to be. But if you're willing to pass up on him, I still say him and his name. And just when you say Shedeur Sanders, there's people who cheer and there's people who cringe and cuss at you for saying his name. I think if you trade down, you're not taking him anywhere. If he were to somehow free fall, which I don't think anybody's trading up unless they're going to take him, really. But if he were to free fall, I'd still say pass on him. Because you're, if you didn't believe that much in him, that and people will definitely disagree. But I think the moment he hits the field, because he's such a controversial figure, if there's any or a polarizing figure, he done nothing wrong. But he's such a polarizing figure, the moment he takes the field, there's going to be a mountain of pressure on him. And I think that if he's taken at 22 or 32 or 2 or 12, wherever, there's just as much pressure on him. Just as much. So if you pass on him once, I think you keep passing up on him and that you've moved out of that position because he's a quarterback. And he's one of the two at the top of the draft. 216-474-0092. You heard that Schefter audio. Is it the right call to take Abdul Carter? Or the right call to take Travis Hunter? Or is this a total mistake? That's coming up. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima. And the Cavs losing streak ends tonight for a very specific reason. That's at 7:30 on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.